So gamers are concerned that Anita Sarkeesian is going to start working with Sandfall Interactive. They would be the developers behind Clair Obscur Expedition 33, which is a very, very, very well-received, beloved, I don't know if you'd consider it an indie game, but AA title. Won all kinds of awards. People love this game. And Anita Sarkeesian apparently had her picture taken with the team behind the game at the GDC, the Game Developers Conference. Now people are like, oh my God, she's going to get her fingers into this game too. Now, I want to walk it back a little bit and talk about Slay the Spire 2, which I did talk about a couple of days ago. There's been some massive review bombing going on with this game because people found out months after the fact that she actually was brought in as a consultant on this game, and the game went from having an overwhelmingly positive reception on Steam, the reviews were very, very good, to, as of today, mostly negative. So people are actually buying this game, giving it a negative review because of Anita Sarkeesian, and then getting it refunded. That's how much people hate her. Okay, I'm just saying, like, regardless of your feelings about Gamergate, regardless of whatever, it's like, this woman is radioactive. If you are a game developer and you bring her in as a consultant, gamers are going to notice and they're going to act accordingly. And, you know, I don't know if Sample would be dumb enough to bring her in, but it would be to their own peril if they did so. Again, just judging by Slay the Spire 2. So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. Go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV for episodes you will not find here on the YouTube channel. And for less than the cost of one super chat, you can support or help support us to continue making content for you. So thank you very much for that. Join the Reef, and thank you to our reefers for making this episode possible. So let's talk about this first. This is coming from Pirate Nation on X. Anita Sarkeesian shared photos from this year's Game Developers Conference with members of the team that made Clair Obscur Expedition 33. In her post, she wrote, "Went to GDC like I do every year. Didn't take many photos like every year. Here's some proof of life. Met a bunch of Clair Obscur folks." I think she did this intentionally to trigger people because she knows how well-regarded this game is. And the thing about the personalities associated with Gamergate is they tend to glom on to whatever the most popular thing is. And Clair Obscur Expedition 33 was incredibly popular, and people were really rooting for this game. So she knew what she was doing. Let's just put it that way. Clair Obscur Expedition 33 is one of the most acclaimed games in the story of the game. The story of games. Clair Obscur Expedition 33 is one of the most acclaimed games in the story of the games. Of games? Please don't even get together with this person or she will ruin your franchise. Yorch Torch Games has, remember the golden rule, folks. If it looks woke and it talks woke and it parties woke, it's woke. So the game itself, I personally don't think is woke, but people have concerns about it. Now, it's weird. On one side, they have concerns about Expedition 33 going woke. On the other side of it, they're getting attacked for using AI art assets, or they used some AI art assets, and Reddit jumped down their throat with both feet. And Gene Park had it here on X. Expedition 33 freely admitted using AI and just won the most awards ever in the Game Awards history. And they were trying to take their nominations away. I guess there was another game award that they're taking the nominations away because they used some AI textures or something. And this is like, look, this is a side tangent, but everybody is using it right now. Every game that's being developed right now, every game that's been developed in the last 2 years has probably used AI to some degree or another. So I guess my thing is, like, you're going to have to kind of get over it because you cannot spend all of your time trying to witch hunt potential AI assets when it's going to get harder and harder to tell and everybody's using it pretty much. I'm not saying everybody, but the majority of companies are using it. In fact, Epic just made a big deal about how they're going to be using it more in the future, right? So I'm just saying, if that is a problem, but yeah. This person says, I agree with the sentiment, but let's not get carried away by one photo at a public event. It seems far more likely she's clout chasing by posting this photo rather than something more. That's what I think is probably going on. If I had to guess, like I said, people who glom on to the video game industry for clout, they're going to glom on to whatever the most popular thing is. And I saw this in comics too. You know, we saw this, there were certain people that were like, they really didn't do much in comics, but they always made sure that they were at the right events with the right people, sitting at the right table, you know, oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with Stan Lee. Oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with, you know, Robert Kirkman. Oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with all these people. They don't know who I am. I just asked if I could take a picture and then I posted it on social media to make it like I'm, you know, their best friend or something. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird game. And she's just trying to get her next gig. That's my personal opinion. Now, that being said, if Samphall does bring her on, and here's the thing too, some of these companies might actually bring these consultants, that these radioactive consultants on, but they might use pen names so people don't know who they are. Because obviously, it is going to hurt your business if you bring Anita Sarkeesian in there and you've got her name in the credits. Again, see also what's going on with Slay the Spire 2. It's gone from bad to worse, right? It's not good. Let's see here. Let's take a look at the recently posted reviews here. Negative, early access review, negative, a bunch of Japanese people. Stewie, unbalanced, but they're working on it. Negative. One positive, ignore the Gamergate losers who are review bombing for fun. It's not a flawless game. Some bugs are still there. Greater good in, again, Japanese, I believe, early access review posted today. Yeah, it's not looking good. Oh my God, look at this. Okay, so we have yesterday and today, or no, this is April 30th. April 30th, we had 4,400 positive reviews on Slay the Spire 2, 4,000 negative. May 7th, 6,000 positive, 13,844 negative. Wow, that's not good. Yeah, so this is a cautionary tale. And I hope they're not dumb enough to bring her on. But again, she is a cloud chaser, and she is gonna look for a way to make it look like she's, you know, winning. Hashtag winning. Let's see here. Megacrit and Samphall Interactive sealed their fate. Associating themselves with feminist activists is poison. So let's see here. This was... All right. Okay, so this is her. These are her comments on Instagram. Went to GDC like I do every year. Didn't take many photos like every year, but here's some proof of life. Me doing something somewhere. Met a bunch of Claire Obscure folks. Friend taking stalker pics of me at the GDCA award. Now, this was posed. Kaza hoodie floored me. Some silly tech machine printed a cat in my office. What is it with these people and like the whole millennial humor thing? I don't get it. This person says, saying they sealed their fate for taking a picture with someone at the Game Awards that they might not even be familiar with is a brain dead take. This person says the guy who can't even make a game near what Expedition 33 is, what a talentless grifter. So now all the Anita Sarkeesian defenders are coming out. Please, your opinion doesn't matter. They are French. In my country, nobody knows who this woman is. So there we go. Oh, this visibility limited. This post may violate X's rules of hateful conduct. Damn. Let's see. The game has been out for a while. It says fed up majority. It's not a woke plant because it wasn't remotely woke. Samphall Games, a botcher game. You did a fantastic job. If you work with Anita Sarkeesian or anyone else like her for your next game, I will not buy it. I agree with Mikkel here. That's what she's trying to do. Go after successful games whenever she gets fired. She doesn't care about getting fired. Only cares about getting paid Not about getting paid, but bringing games down. No, I think they care about getting paid. I think what's going to happen is these consultancies and consultants like Sarkeesian will no longer be necessary, will no longer be advisable, because that whole era is over where you had to bring in a consultant to tell you how to DEI your game, because they're trying to cut expense wherever they can. And that's a really easy cut. So I really do think Darwinism is going to do its thing. But I would tell any developer at this point that just be very cautious when bringing these consultants in, because you stand to lose more than you will gain, given the reputation some of these people have with gamers. Just say, just some friendly advice. I'm going to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.